You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Morning. Welcome to this week's edition of the Yarra Bosco User Group radio program on 3CR Radical Radio, broadcasting from Narang, Melbourne, Australia. We're proud to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, traditional owners of the land from which we transmit people-powered radio. Thank you to Democracy Now! For the last hour of current affairs. My name's Chris and Yarra Bosco User Group Radio. We're a weekly program on 3CR. About bikes, sustainable transport, we haven't heard that term for a long time, active transport, which is now what it's referred to as, adventures, advocacy and stories. And we've been broadcasting on 3CR since about 2008. So on today's program, I'll just have a little warning up front that we're going to be discussing road fatalities and in relation to the ride that happened on Friday night, Critical Mass, to do with incidents with Will Richter in Kensington. Now, I've got some speeches from Pierre and Tim, that's Will's dad, and I'll be playing those after the break, but I just I came away from that, like probably a lot of other people, when we were talking afterwards on Friday night, about over 200 people who went on a bit of a loop of Melbourne and out through the west and through the new Rainbow Bridge with a very heavy heart, but I must admit a building resolve as I've been kind of recharging over the weekend too, of a recommitment to what needs to be done and things that everybody can do to help and make our streets safer and less adversarial. Is again very general and broad. We can't kind of keep continuing shoving more throughput into our congested road network, or whatever you want to call it, or system, and expect not to have horrible outcomes from it. And also, it's not just the things we're speaking about today. It's the other stuff, like, you know, PM 2.5, which is particulate that is not safe at any level. Things like your local area feeling unsafe. It's people, the things that we've all inadvertently just adjusted to and go, that's perfectly acceptable. I should be able to do whatever I feel, you know, in my streets. No, sorry. You can't do that because, okay, you can have every type of freedom you think you've got, but you don't have freedom from the ramifications of it. Anyway, I did have a bit of a story here in terms of some really good stuff. I'll probably talk about that after to the audio I've got today. It has to do with 30k per hour zones and expanding that idea across Australia. So after the break, again, a warning, we're going to be talking about some pretty heavy stuff. And if you just a little bit of being a bit mindful, I'll have to talk to you after the break about a bit more news and events.
The annual Melbourne Pacifica Festival is on again, 10am to 7pm Saturday, December the 6th, at the playground end of Banjo Patterson Park in Lynbrook. Immerse yourself in the richness of Pacific Island culture with traditional dance, dynamic drumming, soulful harmonies, bands, guest artists, children's activities including rugby clinics, Pacifica arts and crafts, and yummy food. Lots of fun and activities for the whole family, Saturday, December the 6th in Lynbrook. Visit melbournepacificafestival.org. Melbourne Pacifica Festival is a 3CR supporter.
you know, and it's like a pretty nice standard, like, quiet park.
Study and prodigiously. He also spoke Latin and German. In that spirit, there's a little, probably wrong Latin that I've come up with. It's sanguis ante actum, which means blood before action. Following Will's death in Macaulay Road, the City of Melbourne and DTP have both committed to working together to build the protected bike lanes of Macaulay Road that may have helped avoid the senseless death of a young man who had a bright future in front of him. Construction of these bike lanes will start in the next few months. Blood before action. In 2024, 5 days after Brett Wallace, aged 29, was run over and rendered a paraplegic by the driver of a semi-trailer on Diamond Road intersection that was known to be unsafe, Westgate Tunnel Project, along with VicTrack and the DTP, began working to complete a short section of bike lane that avoided the intersection altogether. 3 days later, that safe bike path was complete. We rode on it today. Blood before action. In 2023, Angus Collins, 22, was killed in an unsafe intersection on Footscray Road by the driver of a concrete truck. Tunnel and the DTP banned left-hand turns at that intersection right after his death. Blood before action. In 2017, Arthur Bagler, 36, a mother of two, died on Whitehall Street after she was run over by a truck driver. The state government has subsequently constructed a whole new bridge over Whitehall Street to avoid this intersection. Blood before action. In 1986, after six-year-old Anthony Bartell was hit by a speeding car while crossing Macaulay Road, leaving him a quadriplegic, the City of Melbourne made changes to Macaulay Road to make it safer to cross and to discourage speeding drivers. Blood before action. Does it need to be this way? Do we need the painful reminder of road trauma to make our roads safer? Are we unable to make the changes without the bloodshed? Do we continue this approach, waiting for a tragedy before fixing black spots one by one? Does this mean we need blood spilt on every intersection before we have a safe road network?
No.
No. Can we upgrade our network before another tragedy?
Yes.
In the aftermath of tragedy, friends, neighbours and complete strangers offer beautiful acts of compassion towards those who are in mourning. In an effort to share the burden of the suffering and to hurt, to let family know that their hearts do not ache alone, that our hearts ache along yours. This outpouring, as beautiful as it is, does not prevent the next tragedy. It does not stop the next death or serious injury on Macaulay Road, on Epsom Road, Barclay Street or on Flinders Street. Our compassion counts for nothing if nothing changes. We need to ask ourselves, can we have action without bloodshed? We in the cycling advocacy community strongly believe everyone deserves to be safe on our roads. Those driving cars, those walking, those on bikes. If you share that belief, you can help make it a reality by engaging with your local council, by keeping an eye on DTP projects happening in your area and letting them know that safety should be the number one priority on our roads. The City of Melbourne and the Minister for Road Safety recently wrote to us at Bike West that the long-awaited Macaulay Road bike lanes will be built by the end of the financial year. More so, the City of Melbourne spoke of 30-kilometre zones potentially being appropriate for activity centres like Kensington. Research shows protected bike lanes are safer for people who ride bikes. Research also shows the 30-kilometre limits not only reduce the chance of collisions, but also reduce the likelihood of pedestrians and cyclists being killed or injured. It's clear that bike lanes and 30-kilometre zones save lives and should exist in places like Kensington. It's hard not to think of how six-year-old Anthony Bartle may have received nothing more than scratches and bruises had he been hit by a car that was doing 30 kilometres an hour instead of one that was doing 65. It's hard not to think about four-year-old Bram on Epsom Road and what 30-kilometre limits might have meant for him, his family and the Kensington Primary School community. It's excruciating to think what protected bike lanes may have meant for Will and his family and for everyone here tonight. We ask, write to your council, let them know the roads and intersections in your neighbourhood that you know to be dangerous and ask that they make them safe. Ask for protected bike lanes, ask for 30-kilometre limits. And if they push back, ask them, why not? Are you waiting for another tragedy? History has proven we are capable of improving our roads. We just need our authorities to learn how to do it without relying on bloodshed first. Actio pro sanguine, action without blood.
Our family is utterly shattered. By the loss of Will on his 19th birthday. A life so full of promise and potential, taken from all of us way too soon. And we don't want any family to endure this type of anguish or heartbreak. And therefore we call for urgent improvements to make Melbourne's roads safer for all cyclists. Painted lines are not cycling infrastructure. And finally, we'd like to thank every single person who took time out of their day to join us on this ride for Will and advocating for safer cycling in our beautiful city. If you haven't already done so, please sign the petition. There's a link on the Critical Mass website for safer cycling in Melbourne. But thank you, everybody.
Take to the street with their bikes and their feet, 'cause you can't change a thing sitting in your car seat. 2 wheels good, 4 wheels bad, keeping a balance in a world gone mad. For the health of your body and the health of the world, join us on your bike and we'll tell them all.
Bikes are the answer.
Climate crisis.
Bikes are the answer.
Noise
Hello there, I'm Virginia from The Gardening Show. What if there was a viable solution to climate change? Treasured Perennials Nursery are sponsoring a screening of Kiss the Ground documentary, exploring how, through our soils, we can stabilise the Earth's climate, restore lost ecosystems, and provide future food security. A mini event with stalls, demonstrations, and a Q&A session. It's going to be at Ferny Creek Horticultural Society, which is in Hilton Road in Sassafras, on November the 15th, 11:30 to 4 p.m. Tickets will be $15.50 through Try Booking. Head to trybooking.com and search for Kiss the Ground. All proceeds, of course, are donated to 3CR. Treasured Perennials Nursery is a 3CR supporter and regularly appear on The Gardening Show.
And you're back listening to Yarra Bosco User Group on 3CR Radical Radio. And about a week ago, kind of linking back to advice that, you know, some suggestions that Pierre was saying in that speech he gave at Critical Mass on Friday night, 30k an hour. Now, we've discussed it a few times on the show over the years about 30k per hour speed limits on non-arterial roads, and also Yarra being a long-term advocate for the 30km trials. Now, the battle for our streets, how can we make roads safer? And this was about a week ago on Life Matters on the ABC. It's a 17-minute segment, and I really suggest that you give it a listen. There are so many ways to shape the way that we use our streets. A new study from RMIT has found bringing residential speed limits down from 50 to 30 an hour would protect cyclists. Other studies would show a drop in residential speed limits even more. Even more benefits, especially for our kids. So what do we need to do to make our streets safe, healthy, and places that encourage us to get outside and play? And the guests on that were Jennifer Kent and Robin Monaro Miller, AM, Chief Executive of Play Australia. And Jennifer is from the University of Sydney School of Architecture, Design and Planning. Yeah, because we had... my brain's just gone fuzzy. We actually had the person who did that study, or one of the co-authors from RMIT, on the show this year. I'm sorry, my brain is just going, not giving me a concrete answer to what I should actually be saying. So, yeah, that is worth looking up on Life Matters. And it was broadcast on the, if you want to drill down a bit more on that, that was the 23rd of October. Now, coming up... some news. Well, the swap meet's happening this weekend. Up in, here we go, 51 Moreland Road in Coburg, and Genovese swap meet. It's going to be bicycles, coffees, and pre-loved adventures. Did I say adventures? You can have a pre-loved adventure. No, pre-loved treasures. And Andy from Fixo is helping putting that on with Genovese. What is it? $20 per stall, free to kick tyres, book at genovese.com.au, and dogs and kids welcome. That's again, that's at 51 Moreland Road, Coburg. If you want to get along to that, and I'll put additional details into the podcast description. And goes without saying, if you're listening live today, which is the day before, that thing happens. It's today's the 3rd of November, and you would notice that in Melbourne, it's incredibly damp. That damp, I have not seen it like this in a long time. So again, I hope you got a nice place at your workplace, wherever you are, where you can either dry out the bike or dry yourself out or get your clothes nice and... into a better shape than they probably were when you came in this morning. It is really torrential. I have not seen this in a long time. And as it goes without saying, just be a bit wary with these sort of things, because I don't know what tyre technology is improving from the stuff in terms of this sort of torrential rain, or if you want to call that, kind of flushes stuff out of your road surface, and you can end up with... Unfortunately, ended up with punches a lot easier. So, yeah, kind of worth giving your beloved bike a bit of a check over after a roll. And also just checking out the surface and that of your treads, just in case anything's worked its way in. Now, I want to bring up some, unfortunately, a bit of bad news we just had. Thursday seem to be a little odd around Melbourne, especially around the Carlton area. The Vic Yarra Highway Patrol put out a article that there'd been a hit run. Believe this was at Canning and Alexandra Parade, and I know that as Princes, on Thursday morning. And I'm just going to bring this up and read a bit about this, what occurred. And they're just wanting a dash cam or any witnesses to come forward. And unfortunately, Canning Street incident, Thursday, the 30th of October. Unfortunately, there was alleged hit-run incident at 10:20 a.m. Thursday morning on Canning Street, Carlton. Victoria Police are calling for witnesses and dash cam. And then if you're across the socials, you would have heard about there was another, hopefully unrelated, I believe it is very unrelated, incident occurred an hour earlier on Lygon Street that was posted on the Brunswick Community Network. However, if you read that one, dash cam of that incident has been sent to the police, and I believe the rider wasn't too badly hurt. But again, please correct me if I'm wrong. Now, from Vic Police Media, Melbourne Highway Patrol are appealing for a fleeing driver to come forward following a serious collision in Carlton this morning. It is understood that a 2012 brown Honda Civic sedan struck a woman on Canning Street around about 10:20 a.m. Officers have been told the woman, who was riding an e-bike, was crossing at the intersection of Alexandra Parade at the time. Anyone who witnessed the incident or has CCTV camera or dash cam, obviously go to Crime Stoppers, which is your usual, 1-800-333-000, and Crime Stoppers on the rest of it. I really hate that sort of thing. It's Canning Street, no. Anyway, interesting little bit, footnote of news. You remember going back 4, 5, almost 6 years ago now, we had a rollout of pop-up treatments for cycling infrastructure put out by Vic Roads, which is now Transport Victoria, or DTP. Okay, so some of that stuff is now being made permanent. And you can read that at Transport Victoria about their pop-up bike lanes program. And in Debyong, I'm making up new words with aplomb here today. It's this, you get the little fuzz between things when you're looking at it too close, especially when you've got multifocals on and you start seeing things that are clearly not there in terms of pixels on your phone. Okay, here we go. Derebyong, Yarra, Maribyrnong, Moonee Valley, local routes. Works are expected to start in November 2025 and finish in early next year. And it's basically stuff like Holderberg Road, Napier Street, Queens Parade intersection, the Marine Parade works. So, yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? The stuff that was put in temporary is now being made permanent. And invariably, we've got another situation down in Richmond, which was temporary. And they're arguing over spending $200,000 of possibly taxpayers' money to do new plans that are still temporary. Find the logic in that one, what you will. Okay, I'm being a bit facetious there. Anyway, another one that you should keep an ear out for, because as much as I don't like the project that it's tacked onto, it possibly has big implications for people in Yarra, which is the Eastern Freeway upgrade designs from Hoddle Street to Burke Road and our open for exhibition. Now, there's a bit there where they've got a new shared path along the north side of the freeway to Challenger Highway, to Mary Creek, and a bypass to cut off the Yarra Trail climb across Bedford Road. However, if you look at the plans on the main Yarra Trail connection, it really does stop short of the existing Roseneath Street Bridge. And this is where you come in, dear listener, to give them specific feedback to get that connection correct, because that is a really frightfully little narrow bit of infrastructure there. So you can go to Engage Victoria until Sunday the 16th of November. And again, I will put that into the podcast description. Now, even more news. Gipp Street ramps. Almost there. Oh, my God. 21 years? 22 years? Anyway, they're doing down there in Gipp Street in Abbotsford, the retaining wall, streetscape drainage pitch work. drainage pit works along with finishing wrap and stairs construction, and they're getting the early work certification in readiness to open to the public. My God. But what you need to know that they're going to be doing down there as part of the works, temporary bridge closes. And they've had a couple of those, but the next ones coming up are Monday the 17th of November and Wednesday the 19th of November. And they need to restrict access to Gipps Street and close Collins Bridge on those two dates between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So basically the commuter times, if you're going earlier or later, you should be okay. Now, also, Yarra, there's some road safety studies. Not strictly cycling, but again, I used to live down there a long, long time ago. And my God, those footpaths are narrow. And the the traffic down there has changed greatly in the last few decades. So you can provide your feedback at Rowena Parade, Row Street in Fitzroy. It's like Rowena Parade's in Richmond, opposite the MCG, quite literally. Row Street, Fitzroy, and Little Turner Street in Abbotsford. And the consultation for that closes at 9 a.m. on Monday, the 10th of November. Well, looking around at the clock, that's probably pretty much what I've got for today. Thank you so much to Tim and Pierre for speaking at Critical Mass on Friday night about a loss and a burden that no one should have to go through. And again, as Pierre said, why would we have action before blood? And again, you can take action. I know sometimes, well, invariably, at this very weird point in history, it feels like everything is just too much. And to that I say, well, I think you can actually do things. I've just got some very interesting things happening here right now, so just give me a moment, as that's all I've got time for today on Yarra Bicycle Users Group Radio. And up next should be Shebop, followed by Black Block.
Yarrabug would like to thank Bicycle Network for their financial support. Bicycle Network, a not-for-profit with 45,000 members, working to get more people riding for their health and well-being. Bicycle Network is proud to sponsor the Yarrabug program and support its important advocacy for safer and more accessible riding. By becoming a Bicycle Network member and or participating in one of their iconic riding events, you're supporting Bicycle Network's Ride to School programs and advocacy campaigns to make it easier for everyone to ride a bike every day. Visit bicyclenetwork.com.au for more information.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.